joined by Wissam Tarif, Executive Director of the human rights group ISAN, and who is monitoring events in Syria from The Hague. Wissam, what's the latest on Deraa, first of all?
Well, Deraa is still under siege. The military operation by the Syrian army is still going on in Deraa. There are six more casualties that we are aware of that were killed last night, including a six-year-old child. And the last time I was able to reach Deraa was very early morning, first hours around 7 o'clock in the morning today. The army is in the old city, and the communication, which is local mobile networks, landlines, electricity, and even water has been cut on the city.
I've seen some video footage of continuing protests, nevertheless, in Deraa. How credible is that?
I haven't heard about protests in Deraa itself, but I think the videos were taken from an area of Al-Omari Mosque, where there has been a sit-in that did not stop. The Omari Mosque has been converted into a kind of a hospital, and many injured are inside the mosque. And it is true, there are 1,000 or 2,000 people, or maybe less, maybe more, I can't confirm the number, who are surrounding the mosque from people of Deraa. So I think the video was taken from that area.
And you've been tweeting this morning about protests in several cities. Just give us an overview of what's been happening.
Well, that is correct. There was several demos during the night in Syria, including suburbs of Damascus, Zebedani, Attel, in the coastal area in Latakia, supporting Deraa, of course, and asking for an end of the military operation in Deraa. And again, we're hearing the same slogans, asking for freedom and democracy in the country.
Have you got any more word on the number of detentions overnight?
Well, the detentions simply did not stop. Like, since this started on March 15, the detentions in Syria did not stop. So, of course, we have witnessed a huge escalation started on Thursday night, last Thursday. And honestly, like, the human rights group that are working on numbers of detainees, we have lost count, because we have communication problems. Generally, there is a procedure, a protocol to verify the name of detainees. It's almost impossible to get in touch with all the families because the numbers are so huge. There are so many people that got arbitrarily detained that we are not aware even of their names. In many cases, we are not aware of where they are. But again, tonight there was a detention in several areas of Damascus. We don't have the names, but we can confirm that many people were taken by security buses from different areas, including Douma, and in some occasions in military trucks, like in Sakba and Ghouta area.
What's your best guess at the number of detentions in the last 24 hours, say?
It's very difficult to guess a number, but when we stopped counting or verifying names, it was on Saturday, and by then we have reached around 1,600 names verified. We know that on Friday there were hundreds detained in different cities, so the number is in thousands.
Yeah. Any more reports of mutiny in the army?
Sorry, I didn't get the question.
Regarding mutiny in the army.
Well, the Syrian State TV has been talking about more victims or people who died from the army. We haven't been able to verify that, though it is something which we are working on, and I believe hopefully by today in the afternoon or perhaps tomorrow morning we will know more about that.
Just go back to Deraa before we finish. What do witnesses describe the scene as being?
Well, it is horrific. We're talking about a city that is surrounded by military. They are hearing the fun bullets, live bullets, fired night snipers deployed on the rooftops of buildings. There is no communication, no electricity. Many of the people I talked with, I really haven't heard people that scared before. People are scared. There is a level of intimidation by a military operation that is has not, we haven't seen it in other areas in Damascus. It is true that there was a military operation in Lebanon and in Benyas, but it was different. In Daraa, the crackdown is much more hostile and much more random, so everyone feels targeted.
How are you getting through if communication's been cut off?
Well, the only way to get through to Daraa is either sat mobiles or very few locations where the Jordanian mobile network is still functioning, but in the old part of town, even the Jordanian network is not working. It's just, you can't get through. And it is very important to note that no one who is working on Daraa, whether it's human rights organization or media or whoever is reaching the town, I don't think any of us has a full image or an idea what's happening. Even the activists are being cut off. And this is the major worry. So when we are talking with the source, he can only describe what is happening in, and what he can see. And what they can see is very limited. People are not being able to commute. And therefore, we don't have a full picture about what's happening all over Daraa. We're talking about neighborhoods or about an area where a witness can see what's happening in his or her surrounding. But no one has the full picture, even of people who are in Daraa. I will give you an example. Yesterday, I talked with someone, and today I talked to someone else. And they are in two different locations. And either of them is aware about what is happening in the others. Person, neighborhood, or area of Daraa, and that is very, very worrying.
But whatever the picture, it's a bleak one.
Oh, definitely, it is a very dark one, and I think the worst is to come. What we already know is very horrifying, and I think what we don't know is a nightmare.
Okay, Wissam, thank you very much again.
Thank you for calling.